that's, you know, that went on for, as I say, for 10 years. You know, it's sort of crystallized the problem, and Emma Goldman talked about it a lot afterward, the problem that women faced in wanting intimate relationships and yet not wanting to be enslaved by them. But she always insisted that in any conflict between the two, her political passions came first, even though temporarily she would be absolutely overwhelmed. And in fact, in 1917, when the World War I became the issue for the United States, the entrance into the war, and the conscription law was passed, and Emma Goldman and Alexander Berkman became opponents and formed a No Conscription League, and had mass meetings against the war and against conscription, and Reitzman felt this was going too far, that this was not a safe thing to do. They would end up in jail. They would end up sort of helpless to do anything. That the prudent thing was to keep quiet at this point and wait for the right moment. And so they parted politically and personally at this time. She and Berkman were both arrested for speaking out against the war, for violating the Conscription Act. The charge against them was conspiring to organize resistance to the draft. I wonder if I, well, her. I want to give you a little of her. Part of her speech to the jury. They'd been arrested, you know, by a whole sort of army of federal agents going into the offices of Mother Earth and smashing everything to bits. This is what they do always, you know, these police, these federal agents. it doesn't matter. You don't have to resist them. You could be, you know, there, quiet as a mouse and timid and waiting to be arrested. They just like to smash everything in sight just to show their, you know, power. And as they're coming in, she asks, "Will you invade the offices of Rockefeller without a search warrant? Is there equal justice before the law in America?" Well, they put her on trial. She speaks to the jury. She says, "You charge us with conspiring as if it were a secret plot to do what we've been doing openly for most of our lives, campaigning against war, militarism, conscription. We say that if America entered the war to make the world safe for democracy, she must first make democracy safe in America. Verily, poor as we are in democracy, how can we give of it to the world? We further say that a democracy conceived in the military servitude of the masses and their economic enslavement and nurtured in their tears and blood is not democracy at all. It is despotism, the cumulative result of a chain of abuses which, according to that dangerous document, the Declaration of Independence, the people have a right to overthrow. Gentlemen of the jury, whatever your verdict will be," by the way, they were gentlemen of the jury, they weren't women of the jury. "Gentle, dear. Whatever your verdict will be, as far as we are concerned, nothing will be changed. I have publicly held my ideas for 27 years. Nothing on earth would ever make me change my ideas, except one thing, and that is if you will prove to me that our position is wrong, untenable, or lacking in historic fact. But never would I change my ideas because I am found guilty."